Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from the United States on this Monday of the 28th week in Ordinary Time. And I am your preacher as well, with a preaching I'm calling Slave or Free, You Decide. I'm going to give you a selection from both of our readings today. From Paul's letter to the Romans, we have this slice. Paul, a slave of Christ, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we have received the grace of apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the Gentiles, among whom are you also, who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all the beloved of God in Rome, called to be holy. And then this from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." An interesting set of readings about preachers and the people they're preaching to. And the preachers, like Paul, are slaves. God has called them, forced them to do this. Remember, Jonah didn't want to preach and was swallowed up by a whale for 3 days and spit back on the ground. And Jesus certainly feels himself compelled to say what he says. And Paul as well says, "I'm a slave of Jesus Christ." He was knocked down, not blind, until he repented of his evil ways and then was convicted to go preach. And the people they preach to, both of them receive a lot of disbelief, a lot of pushback against what they're trying to say. They have to say it, and then people have to decide where they stand. Those looking for a flashy sign so they can ignore it? Or Paul reminding the Romans, "You are called to something better than this. You're all called to holiness. Will you answer that call and be holy? You're free to decide, but your decision has consequences. And not to decide is to decide." So, all of us today need to say, are we, like Paul and Jesus, a slave of God? Forced to preach that good news? Or are we people who hear the good news and need to make a decision? Will we listen? Will we be holy? Or will we ignore it at our peril? Today is a day to decide.